coisa mais linda do mundo. Toda de amarelo, que coisa linda. A coisa mais linda do mundo. Toda de amarelo, que coisa linda. O teu sorrir caliente, os teus abraços quentes, o teu olhar me faz ficar ausente, tua simpatia me faz mostrar bem. E é pra você que eu canto, canto. E é pra você que eu canto, canto. E é pra você.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan Araghi, and I will be with you till 10 o'clock. Sorry, I'll be with you till the next hour, till 11 a.m. And god damn, I got a great, great show for you guys today. Last but not least, but first, but not foremost. Anyhow, Tarun Nayar from Delhi to Dublin will be with us in approximately half an hour. And I got a wicked show planned out, and I have tons of music to play for you guys. So how about we start off the show with a band that many of you know, hailed from Victoria, B.C. John and Roy, they're going to be playing at St. James Hall on June 22nd. Tickets for that show are ridiculously cheap at only $16. You haven't heard of them? Check them out right now. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City here with your host Ryan on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ready?
by the wonderful John and Roy. They're from Victoria, BC. They've been around for, I don't know, it's been like, I've heard about them for the past 3-4 years now, starting off from little shows, now headlining shows at the Chance. That our last time they were here, they're actually having 2 shows back to back that night on June the 22nd. They're going to be playing at St. James Hall. They're not playing alone, hell no, they're playing alongside Ryan Guildemont, of the lead singer of Mother, who are also from Vancouver. And the night after that, John and Roy, they're going to be playing at the Fortune Sound Club. So in case you can't make it to the 22nd, then definitely see them by the 23rd. But tickets to the 22nd show are only $16, and that is ridiculously cheap. Highly recommend taking it out. Carrying on with the rest of the show, I just wanted to give you a highlight of what's going to be coming on Sounds of the City Radio for the next month. So for those of you who have been listening to my show for a while, know that my show is primarily dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. And I try to keep it within a certain genre, each episode within a certain genre, just to keep the fluidity going. But my show promotes anything from world ethnic music to heavy metal, though I don't play much of the heavy metal stuff that much. But hey, it comes out every now and again, and a couple weeks ago I played some Metallica and I had a great time doing that. But within the next month, today I'm happy to have Tarun Nayar, Teaspoon, DJ Teaspoon, who's going to be playing a show tomorrow night. He's actually opening for Opio at the Red Room tomorrow night, but we'll talk more about that when he's in studio, and hopefully in the next 10-15 minutes. But next, on June 1st, we're going to have a special guest, No One from electronic artist from San Francisco. He's going to be my guest. On June 8th, I'll have, once again, Victoria's own Kaitami, an incredible violin player, formerly part of Delhi to Dublin. On June 15th, Sounds of the City is happy to give a special broadcast of the Francophone Festival. So this is not a broadcast of the actual festival. It's a special broadcast to promote the Francophone Festival. So we're going to be interviewing a whole bunch of bands whom I don't know yet. They're supposed to give me a list very soon. So once I do know, I'll post it on my Facebook page and you can check it out. You're right, you know the Facebook page that you've already clicked like? Yeah, that's me. And that's June 15th, and it'll continue to be June 22nd, because the Francophone Festival goes from the 15th till the 24th, I believe it is. And Vincent Parker is playing at Picnic Electronique at the Malcolm Bowl on June 23rd. But yeah, that's just a highlight for what's coming up within the next month. Ooh, almost forgot one thing. Sounds of the City is also doing another special live broadcast from Kaitami's show on June 8th. So I'm going to have her here during the day, and at nighttime we're going to do a live broadcast of Kaitami and No One playing together, playing right after one another. So it's going to be approximately 3.5 to 4 hour set, and we're going to be taking over the airwaves as of 11 o'clock, and we're going to go till 2 or 3 in the morning. Let's see how long it takes us. But we're going to be broadcasting all the music live from Chapel Arts for you guys. Tune in. If you're not at the show, tune in, because it's the next best thing. So also, last but not least, I'll be DJing that night before I do a live broadcast. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a busy night. But carrying on with the rest of the show, I am happy to announce that we have another special guest coming in, not in studio, but in town. Chris Murray, Canadian ska, not guru, but Canadian ska dude. Canadian ska dude, that's the best thing I can give for him. He's going to be playing at Ironworks Studios on June the 5th. Now, if you guys haven't been to Ironworks Studios, I highly recommend checking it out, simply because the venue is probably the coolest venue in town, and it's not open all the time. Ironworks Studios, from best of my knowledge, is owned by the Vancouver Jazz Fest, and they primarily have it open during the Jazz Fest. So for the 2 weeks of the Jazz Fest, you can go there every night. But throughout the rest of the year, they're barely ever open, and they just have random shows once in a while. But the building, it's an old ironworks space. Like, the building's like 100 years old, and so you walk in, there's like a little nice little intimate stage there, and then in the second room after that, there's a huge tall ceiling gallery space that they just put up fantastic artworks. And then carrying on to the other side, you're gonna go on the balcony, and it's right next to the train tracks. So like, you're sitting down having a conversation, having a bunch of cigarettes with your friends, you know, taking a break from the show, and all of a sudden you have to stop conversation because the train tracks are passing by. I don't know, it gives it a nice feel to it. It's not a cheap venue, but check it out. It's on Alexander Street in Gastown. But Chris Murray is going to be playing there June the 5th, and I'm going to play you one by him. It's called California Time. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bum, 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 bum. You mean California time? See my spirit and me, I'm not doing fine. At the edge of the nation, things start to unwind. California time. Bom, 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 bom. When you walk and you talk out on the line, where the sand turns to sea, California time. Far away yesterday, all left behind, just the sound of the ocean, it's all spray in my mind. California time. Scenes are in my dreams, but don't think that they're why I came. Oh. Reach your arms out to me, whisper your mind. Now my sun sets on you, California time. Though completion I see, I find I'll come back for the pieces that I've left behind. California time. Bom, 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 bom.
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
The Rio Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays. This May, movies are back at the Rio. Fridays at 11 p.m., there's no better place to be than at the Rio Theatre for classics such as Battle Royale, Purple Rain, The Dark Crystal, and Jackie Brown. As always, ticket prices are reduced for midnight movies if you arrive in costume, so dress to impress. Special events this month at the Rio include May 16th, open mic night at the Rio with East Van's Got Talent, starting at 8 p.m. Alan Doyle performing live Wednesday, May 23rd, also at 8 p.m. May 30th, get your nerd on with the live Dungeons & Dragons comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers the last Wednesday of every month as they quest for glory and snacks in this live, improvised spectacular. Did we mention that movies are back at the Rio? For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
I hope you're happy on top this time. I thought we left those games behind, but if you like this time, I'll play the one called Change Your Mind. Why did you take my love? Why did you take my love? Why did you take my love? If you didn't need it, I see you playing the part. I'm winding up, I feel like making a start today. Now all the old dreams wandered away, but so many roads, which way? I open my mouth and all I can say, why did you call my name? Why did you call my name? Why did you call my name? I'm winding up, I feel like making a start today. Now all the old dreams wandered away, but so many roads, which way? I open my mouth and all I can say, why did you take my love? 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 Why?
And you are listening to Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. My show goes on till 11 o'clock, and it is primarily dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts. First of all, I need to apologize because there's a chance I think I left the microphone on throughout the entire last song. So you might have heard a little bit of our nice conversation in the background. If you did, hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, give us a call at 604-822-2487 and start a conversation with us. We're pretty friendly people. But what you just heard was Chris Murray and the Fundamentals. They're playing a show on June the 5th at Ironworks Studios on Alexander Street in Gastown. Tickets for that show are only $15 at the door, so most definitely check that out. I just gave you the number of the radio station, and the reason you should write that down is because I will be giving out a pair of tickets to go see Opio tomorrow night. He's playing at the, all the way from Australia, he's playing at the Red Room tomorrow night, and opening for Opio is Mr. DJ Teaspoon or Tarun Iyer from Delhi to Dublin, who will be with us shortly. But write that number down, 604-822-2487. No, don't call yet. Do not call yet. Wait till the moment comes. You'll know when the moment comes. I'll give a shout out to that. But it's 822-2487. But right now, carrying on with the continuation of the show, I have got the Scissor Sisters for you queued up. And they are playing June 20th at the Commodore Ballroom. Sorry, I just went to a little bit of a flashback of the last time I saw the Scissor Sisters. And they played last year at Malcolm Bowl. And it started to pour down rain. But maybe the Commodore Ballroom is my favorite venue, so maybe this one will be a little bit better. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Any which way you can. Thursday nights, Chocolate Milk is going to be serving up some classic house and indie dance realness with some retro 80s, 90s dance and hip-hop at the Shine Nightclub on 365 Water Street with DJs G-Love, Jay Douglas, DJ T, and CITR's very own David Love Jones, host of African Rhythms. Cover is $5 and doors open at 10.
May 24th, Chocolate Milk presents Gossip Band CD release and listening party from 10 to 11 p.m.
That was what you just heard was two tracks by Scissor Sister. The first one was Any Which Way, and the next one was The Nightlife. Once again, Scissor Sisters are playing at June 20th at the Commodore Ballroom, and tickets for that in advance are $40. So I highly recommend checking that out, and you can buy tickets for that show at Ticketmaster.com. Carrying on with the rest of the show, I have a whole bunch of good tunes planned out for you guys today, but the person who just walked in studio right now was Mr. Tarun, or Teaspoon, or what do I call you, man?
You can call me whatever you like, Ryan. It's good to be here, man.
Nice to have you, man. Well, I'm gonna present a song with Teaspoon right here. I'm gonna call him Teaspoon for now. It's by Bonobo. It's called Sleepy Seven, and then we're gonna be back because Teaspoon is opening up for Opio tomorrow night at the Red Room, but that's a whole different story. We'll be back in a moment. we just heard a track by Bonobo. It was called Sleepy 7. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM with the show Sounds of the City. And yeah, I'm happy to have Tarun here. Dude, let's do a proper introduction. How are you?
I'm doing really well and, you know, slowly waking up.
It's getting there. Yeah, I know. Sorry. My show's it's, for musicians, it's like, dude, we're up till 6 in the morning and you expect me to be there for 9 a.m. That just doesn't work.
It was 4 o'clock for me. Last night.
Yeah, very well. Try next week. It'll probably be 6 in the morning. Well, I'm glad you made it. Like, a lot of people do bail at times when they wake up.
I remembered at about 4 o'clock. Right before I went to bed, I was like, oh my God, I got to wake up at 8 o'clock to get to the studio.
I was the last thing you thought about before you went to bed.
Yeah, and the first when I woke up in the morning.
I don't know if I should, how comfortable I should. Anyhow, carrying on with the rest of the show. You're a nice guy, though. You're a nice guy. Buddy, you're with Delhi to Dublin. You do your own solo stuff. What's going on? Who are you? How do you do all this? Like, give us a brief of how Delhi.
Well, who am I?
Because the story of Delhi to Dublin is one of my favorite stories to tell, but of how you guys came together.
Oh, what's the story?
You know, the cool thing of how it wasn't supposed to happen, but then all of a sudden it did happen, and you're like, wait a minute, this sounds like a good idea.
Right, because for a while we were telling people that it was two Punjabi guys who went out, got loaded at night, went to a dance club. I was DJing. We all three got together after the show. We went to a pizza store. There was some guy busking with a sitar outside the pizza store. We picked him up and the band was formed. So that was the official version for a while.
But is that what? Okay, what? It was in 2000. All right, let's go back. 2006.
2006.
It was 2006. There was an event going on presented by Beats Without Borders, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a Celtic Fest event, but we were doing it. Beats Without Borders was doing it.
Okay, Beats Without Borders. And then is that the story? And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was like Sanjay, the singer, myself, and two fiddle players who don't play with us anymore, and another DJ from Beats Without Borders, Adrian Blackhurst. And we all got together, made some music. We worked on it for a little bit, but most of it was sort of improvised on stage.
How long was it? What is a little bit?
Probably got together with Kai, our old fiddle player, like 3 or 4 times over the course of a month and just sort of jammed out some ideas. And had a rough idea for a track. And then Sanjay came on board. Our singer came on board literally like, you know, 48 hours before the show. I sent him over a track on the internet. He listened to it, sent me back a guide. I was like, okay, this is going to be dope. And then we got on stage and did it. And it sounded like ass. You know, it was really bad. We listened to the tape. It's terrible. But somehow the people got the vibe. Somehow it worked. You know, even though it sounded bad, somehow the people got the energy. The chemistry was there. And we started getting booked. And then it's 6 years later and we're still making music. It's crazy.
You're not good at selling yourself. So we performed and we sucked balls at
it. Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, totally.
But hey, people bought it. So the next thing you know, we did it.
Yeah.
So you continued on with Delhi to Dublin. And like, where has Delhi to Dublin gone? Like around the world? How many times?
Yeah, we play about 200 shows a year all over the world. Everywhere. We're just in...
200, really?
Yeah. Last year was 220. Like we were just in Indonesia a couple weeks ago, in Bali. We're spending the summer doing mostly North America, you know, Europe every once in a while.
And Vancouver, you're going to headline the Commodore Ballroom on November 30th. It is.
Yeah. Cool.
So out of all the world places that you've been to, what's your favorite?
Bali.
You just said it. You got to get why. Why?
I don't know, man. It's a magical place. It's just, there's something special about that place. I mean, I love India. I love Japan. But Bali is the whole package. It's got such heavy nature vibes, such heavy like cultural kind of things. It's like this weird version of Hinduism that's very different from the Hinduism in India, but still I can feel very close to it. The music, I like gamelan a lot, and the waves. I'm a surfer, so the waves are insane, you know.
So you guys pack out shows to 1,000 people at the Commodore Ballroom here. What's your crowd like in Bali?
Well, in Bali, we play at this fantastic festival called the Bali Spirit Festival, and they have a big crowd that comes to see them. So they have about 2,000-3,000 people that come to the shows there. I don't know if we would draw that many people if we just played by ourselves. Probably not, but the crowd that goes there really appreciates us. This is our second year that we played there this year.
Well, I'll talk about your solo stuff in un momento, but before I talk about your solo stuff, I want to play a solo stuff, and I want to play the song called Turkish Spice. Do you want to introduce it for me?
Yeah, sure. It's a song that I started probably like 12 years ago. It was one of the first electronic music tracks that I started producing, and I couldn't ever finish it, and when it came time to finish the album, actually the missing piece was a bass line. I just didn't have a bass line for it, and David Starfire, a good buddy of mine who lives in L.A., helped me out with it, and it all came together, and I think it's probably the best track on the album at the moment.
All right, we're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And not yet, but write down the number 604-822-2487, and I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets to see Tarun tomorrow night alongside Opio at the Red Room. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
We'll be right back.
And the track that we just heard from Tarun's album was called Turkish Spice, and the album is called 22 Degrees of Beatitude. Give us a brief about how this album came about.
This album was a long time coming. It took me about 10 years to get it all together. I did all of the tracks feature recordings that I've done around the world. I do a lot of traveling. So whenever I'm traveling, I try to work with local musicians and do recording sessions. And I finally had a break in the Delhi to Dublin schedule. I had about a year I knew between releases, so I had time to finish my own stuff. And it's basically a travelogue and just impressions and little glimpses of different places that I've been to. I had a lot of fun with it. It was really nice to write music where I didn't have to keep people dancing. Delhi to Dublin is a party
band. Yeah.
So I have to write music with that band that's super pumping and happy and stuff. And this one, I just let myself go wherever, get like as trippy as I wanted to, and there was no compromises.
So you told me that you perform around the world, and you have some Indian blood within you.
Somewhere.
Which you can find in the music as well. But you don't perform in India, and we started having a nice conversation about this on the break, but I kind of stopped it because I wanted to do it on air. Why don't you perform in India? You said you can't make money there. Why?
Well, I perform as a DJ, and you can make good money as a DJ in India. You can make better money in India as a DJ than you can in Canada a lot of the time. But as a band, it's very tricky because a big part of how you make money as a band in North America is through sales of music or through royalties. And in India, nobody buys music. Everything is pirated. And there's no royalty system. There's no performing rights organization that keeps track of what's getting played on the radio and what's getting played in movies and on TV and then giving the artists the money. So in many ways, it's very similar to how the music industry used to be in North America 50 years ago, where the labels run everything and the artists don't make any money. So independent music in India until very recently, until the last few years, is unheard of, which is the reason that we don't go there to perform, because it's so hard to make money.
But like, India is famous for, there's music wherever you go. Like, you would think that this is something that it's so much common that they would like to push towards it, like they're supporting it. But then how do people make money there? Like,
independent musicians don't make money. They don't do music for a living. It's very different than here, where kids can make a band and go out on the road and perform at clubs. That just does not exist in India.
What about buskers?
But buskers, we're talking like they might make like 30 rupees a day, right? Enough to buy like a few cups of chai and like some chapatis.
Because buskers in Vancouver, they make a decent living, man. Yeah, they make like 15 to 20 bucks an hour doing their stuff.
Very different vibe. You know how it is in that part of the world.
But how, okay, so you can't make money as a band, so but you can make money as a DJ, and even more so than you can here. How does that work?
Because the performance fees for DJs are relatively high. Like, you make up to 20,000 rupees for a night of DJing, which is about like 500 bucks. If you're DJing in a nice club, there's beautiful clubs there, but people don't really care. Like, the live music thing, except for a few select locations in Delhi and Bombay, the live independent music thing just hasn't caught on. It's not developed, but that is changing as the middle class increases and people have more money to play with. Bands are starting, more and more talent is arising, but it's going to take a few years. It's going to take like 10 years before there's like a scene where you can go to one of five or six cities in India and actually make a dent.
So in the near future, are we going to see Tarun with going around the world and in India DJing, or is it already happening? Are you gonna keep doing both band and DJ?
Yeah, I mean, DJing for me is just about fun. Like, I don't really push myself as a DJ at all. I have lots of friends who are producers and stuff, so you know, I'll DJ when I'm in their cities. But Delhi to Dublin is work. DJ is fun. You know,
but how much of it is work? Because last time I saw you at Delhi to Dublin, you were crowd surfing, wearing God knows how many colors, and it didn't seem like you were working. It seemed like you were having a really fucking good time.
Yeah, well, are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
I usually keep each episode
to one swear word. Right. Okay. We've used our max. Then.
We used our max, but if it pops up, and then you know, what the fuck can you do about it? You know, there's not much you can do. I want to play another one. This one is called "The Love in the Morning." I chose it because it sounded sexy, and hey, it is morning and we got a lot of love in here. But if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Opio and Teaspoon tomorrow night at the Red Room, call in right now at 604-822-2487. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. Thanks. Everybody, you're still here with Sounds of the City Radio with special guest Tarun Nayyar here is in studio. And the song that we just heard by Tarun is called Love... called Harmonizing, and it's a remix done by... Actually, you can explain the remix that you've done
yourself. Yeah, it's done by a buddy of ours, Jay Dobby, who lives in New York. He's an awesome guy, awesome producer, great DJ.
Awesome. Well, I got a good chance to talk to you about your music today, but I also want to talk a little bit about the Deli to Dublin. So, do you guys... I heard you guys have an album coming out.
Yeah, August. We're finished. We're in the mix at the moment. A good buddy of mine, Dave from Brooklyn, is mixing the album, and it's really exciting times, and it comes out at the end of August.
How different is this album compared?
It's really fucking different.
But I think we've passed... Well, no, it's past 11 o'clock, so we're on a new schedule of swear words. You can do that.
Nice.
Wait, is it a dance party, or are you guys...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally a dance party, but it's songs. We really focused on writing songs this time around. So
as
songs with
to...
dance grooves, as opposed to, you know, the focus went more towards writing like good catchy hooks, good catchy.
Are
melodies.
You going to be singing about your emotions and stuff? And
there's
crying
no,
tears?
There's no acoustic guitar. You're doing the acoustic guitar motion,
yeah.
And there's no. Well, actually, there's acoustic guitar on one track.
See, I told you there is.
Yeah.
So there's not gonna be no crying, no baby, I love you.
There is a love song, but it's to a cell phone.
To a cell phone?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
So there is a love song.
I gotta check that out. So that's coming out August. Are you guys gonna having a city release party for that one?
November 30th at the Commodore in Vancouver.
That would be the Vancouver city release party. What's the World City release party?
It starts off in September, like in the States. We're in the States for about a month and a half doing stuff down there.
Sweet. Do you guys as a band, so you all live here?
Yes, kind around of. Here, yeah.
Living around. So
Lower like, mainland, yeah.
So, but yeah, you consider yourself, you're a Vancouver band.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Well, buddy, I'm going to, I have to pass on the microphone to Stereo Blues right now with Dorothy, who's anxiously waiting to jump on air. But I want to say goodbye to my dear friend Tarun, and we're going to end the Sounds of the City Radio with a song. It's called The Evolution of... You want to do the outro?
Yeah, for sure. It's it features a band that we love called Oka. They've played in Vancouver a bunch. Great guys from Australia. And this is a little collaboration we did last summer, kind of in the more dubby reggae summertime vibes.
Awesome, man. You're listening to On Sounds of the City Radio. Well, up until next week at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening in. Tune in next week, and I'll have a whole bunch of more goodies on for you guys. Until then, enjoy Evolution. Mitra, so.
Shut 'em down twice, Lord, it must I know.